The Giants are hosting the Eagles in Week 15 for another NFC East matchup at MetLife Stadium Sunday afternoon. Welcome to Crossfire, presented by Prime Point. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by Howard Cross and Carl Banks. Guys, let's break this one down. The Giants have struggled to run the ball on a consistent basis so far this season. So what does this Giants team need to do to get the run game going against the Eagles this weekend?
Simple answer, block better.
I don't know about that. I think you have to make a bigger commitment to it. What I mean by a bigger commitment, you have all these tight ends on the team. You got to get everybody in the game, put them on the edges, load it up, because you can't always pull and shake and pull guys around. Put the tight ends and get them more involved in the game, and it will also help your pass game.
And you have to be committed to it also. I don't disagree with the point that you've got to use your tight ends, because they have guys that like to shoot a lot of gaps. But you've got to commit to it. I mean, let's face it, it's all hands on deck right now. So whatever's working, commit to it and keep it going.
When I started in the league, it was Bavaro, Zeke Mourad, and myself. We had this package called the load package and the heavy package, which would ordinarily be a goal line or short yardage package. We'd run it on first down sometimes in the middle of the field. It was effective. It worked. Like you said, Banks, committed to the run, but really be able to get after it.
It wasn't fair. You guys were linemen.
All right, well, the Giants host the Eagles Sunday at 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium. We'll see if this run game gets going.